Part 1. A Troubled Hour. Chapter 1. Early morning light beamed through the tall stained glass windows, scattering a misty, diffuse glow over the nave and the rows of pews in St. Patrick's Cathedral on Fifth Avenue. But on this cold March morning in 1915, New York Police Captain Tom Tunney deliberately stuck to the shadows, moving up a narrow side aisle as dark and gloomy as a sepulcher. When he drew closer to the altar, he ducked behind a massive stone pillar. He waited a moment to allow his eyes to get accustomed to the half-light shrouding his hiding place. And then he did a quick reconnaissance. In the vestibule, three scrub women puttered about with pails and mops. The one with long red hair kept her head down as, on hands and knees, she washed the marble floor. She wore a faded blue skirt that reached to her ankles, a white blouse, and rather oddly a dark shawl that stretched like a tent across her broad shoulders. She scrubbed with diligence, and as she labored, the shawl rose up her back. Tom saw a flash of the revolver in the holster strapped across her chest. But there was no way now to alert Detective Patrick Walsh to fix his disguise. Things were moving too quickly. Tom turned and looked up the aisle toward the front pews. An elderly usher, stooped and white-bearded, directed the stream of worshippers arriving for the 7 a.m. Mass to their seats. The usher wore shiny gold spectacles and an absurd double-breasted frock coat that, Tom silently moaned, seemed more suitable for a minor European prince. Giving him further cause for concern, Detective Sergeant George Barnitz, Tom's usually dependable right-hand man, was playing his role to a contrived hilt. The usher wheezed up the aisle with a theatrical slowness, his back bent in a pretense of age and humility that was comical. Tom wouldn't have been surprised if Barnett's snow-white wig fell off his head, with all his bowing and scraping. But these small worries receded as Bishop Hayes began chanting Mass. As the parishioners prayed, Tom prayed too. He prayed, he would later say, with more fervor than he had ever before evoked in all the years of his long church-going life. He prayed that he could prevent this great cathedral and all who were in it from being...